This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Bruce Levine, he now joins us.
Well, our breaking news is that the Chicago Cubs will be named the recipient of the 2027 All-Star Game.
Welcome back to Chicago, Illinois, everyone. The bright lights point the way to Wrigley Field on the near north side of Chicago, the site tonight of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
How about that? A little Greg Gumbel for you.
Man, that's amazing. And yes, it comes back. Wrigley Field will host the All-Star Game in 2027, assuming there is a baseball season in 2027.
It's a very important thing to bring up inside of this conversation.
I agree. That is when the expected work stoppage might be after the 2026 season.
I saw some really smart comments inside of the Twitch mob about that. On one, you could do the thing where you don't announce 2028, or you could just move the Cubs one to 2029.
You could, but, you know, the Dodgers were supposed to get the one in 2020, and then because of COVID, there was not a game, and they got the one in 2021. So I suspect they'd think about it like that and just push to the next year.
Sure.
If that were the case.
And maybe not make any announcement next year about 2028.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it open until you know whether or not you have a season in 2027.
You know, this whole thing has been about bollards. This delay has been about bollards.
Hold on. Tanny. We told him that he's got 2 years for this, that he could go 2 years without doing this, right?
But again, we'll know that this game's not going to happen like probably just over a year from now, right?
I got three angles for you. I'm going bollards first.
All right, let's go bollards.
Okay? I've done some Googling of bollards, and I think I could get this done for less than $30 million. The city council has...
Wait, you mean like you could put together a crew and you guys could get this done?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm listening now.
I got bollards here on Amazon for $81.99 for two. Two bollards, Alex. I got two bollards here at $81.99.
How many are we going to need?
It's a good question. That's where you come in. Get that list together.
Well, then you're okay. Also,
spreadsheet together.
You're going to need people to put the bollards in.
The four of us, right here, after the show. We run up to Wrigley.
You have a power drill? Like,
I don't think you're going to need more than a power drill.
God. Oh, yeah. How deep do they have to go?
You're going to need serious excavation, which is why it's going to cost $30 million.
How deep do your bollards go? Love that song.
It's an old Irish folk song, I think. Isn't it? How deep do your bollards go? All right. So there's some chrome-plated steel bollards here for $126 at the Home Depot.
It's too fancy.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we just need something to get the job done. We don't need it to look pretty.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, we could have taken care of this. All right, here's my second angle. Who was the White Sox representative for the 2027 All-Star Game? By the time that season comes around...
Shane Smith.
That's a great call. It's a great potential call. wonder if he's the All-Star representative this year, by the way.
He's got the credentials to do it this year. He's having a really good season.
He is. He's a really he's the best move they made in the offseason. He's a real find, so he's probably the All-Star representative. What if I told you it was the Campfire Milkshake? How do you get the Campfire Milkshake up to Wrigley?
That's very easy. You get on, you have the Campfire Milkshake's handler, grab it, jump on the red line, take it 8 miles, and then you're right there at Wrigley Field.
It's going to be warm by then.
No, because you're going to have a fridge. This is why you got the handler.
Oh, I see. Kind of like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You guy who goes around with a Stanley Cup.
White gloves and an Igloo cooler. Or put it in a Yeti cup. I don't know.
I saw Chris Emma in the hallway was working on some of this material with him. And he said that...
you had a hot five for Emma?
I did, in the hallway on my way to get coffee. And he thought, which was a good idea, how would it sound with Jeremiah Peprocki introducing the Campfire Milkshake as the All-Star representative?
That guy's got pipes, man.
You guys are stealing Robbie Triano's bit. I heard him doing this on Friday before Cubs Sox, doing the Peprocki impersonation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He went full Peprocki.
Really?
You never go full Peprocki. You don't do that.
I wish I
That's
could.
That's a tough one to execute.
I wish I could. That guy's got pipes. That guy has got the pipes of someone who smoked for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really does. It's an impressive array of pipes. Who are the Cubs representatives in the 2027 All-Star Game? I mean, Cade Horton starts the game. Pete Crow Armstrong.
Obviously,
Pete Crow Armstrong plays center field. He leads off. Miguel Amaya is your starting catcher. You know, where are we by 2027?
Wow, I guess the whole King Tuck thing is all over with, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So is Wu King Tuck?
Are we done
with that? Or
Operation?
Is it going to come back?
Operation Wu King Tuck?
Or are we on to Ballers?
That's right. With all my Ballard focus, Alex, I don't know if I have time for Operation Wu King Tuck.
I enjoyed that show on HBO, Ballards with The Rock. Right? That was Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was on that show.
That was Ballers.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
All right, and then here's my third angle, okay?
Bad joke.
Looking at the schedule for All-Star Week, I mean, it is a massive endeavor that is far larger than just the game. Just so everybody remembers, like, just this past year, there was a game on Friday in the All-Star City, the HBCU Swingman Classic. Then there was the Capital One All-Star Village, which was a four-day affair. Then All-Star Saturday was a thing. There's an All-Star 4.4 miler. They had the MLB draft as part of the All-Star game, remember, on a Sunday. The Monday is the Home Run Derby, and then the game itself is Tuesday night with the red carpet show. This is a five-day affair that is coming to Wrigleyville in 2027.
All right, so look, you know me. I tend to talk about some of the political stuff that goes on when it comes to sports and politics in the city. It's a win for Mayor Johnson.
I agree with that.
Major win. This is exactly, and that's right. Salute that.
And the $30 million is being split among three entities, the Cubs, the city, and the state.
And that works out great. That's exactly how public money and private enterprise should intermingle. And with him being a crazy Cub fan, maybe even more than a crazy Bears fan, this is great. This was him being real quiet about things and getting things done without all the bombast, with just kind of quietly, and now you get the end result of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that means it's a change in policy or if it's just the change in the personalities involved in making the move. But he should, I don't know if he should take a victory lap, but he should take a victory sprint on this.
He should lash out at his journalistic nemesis. I think he should.
It's not
me. I'm going to see if he wants to come back on the show.
You should.
Not me who's his journalist.
If I were him, I would spike the ball and lash out at the dude who won a Lissigore Journalism Award on the back of making him look bad.
I was very fair in that
interview. That's how it went down. That's not my memory.
I could have even ambushed him, and I didn't. Because I don't play that way.
The mayor's gonna tweet at you later today.
He's gonna say, "Take that Lissigore Award,
shine it up real good,
yeah.
Turn that some bitch sideways."
This is a major win, though, for those of you, everyone who's out there saying, like, "Hey, but Addison's the only street in Chicago that's not under construction right now." This is a major win for those people who are finally, every street now is officially being torn up.
And you know what? Bruce is right when they put in the sports book. Addison was a problem.
Oh, yeah. They didn't mind, didn't mind shutting it down for that. Didn't mind. And I think it's a victory for the word bollards in the English language.
It's back.
It's back. It's never had a moment like this. Is this the best moment for the word bollards in the history of the English language? I think so.
At least in Chicago. Might be hyperbolic about this. There are probably some wars that it helped end.
Damien, really? You think? I'll do that research. Alex,
could you do the research?
I'm on it.
Thank you. The history of bollards. I'd like a PowerPoint presentation on that, please.
Yeah, Alex would get us one together, too.
I know he would.
Unfortunately, you have him doing some of these menial tasks.
I beat you to it. It dates back to the 18th century, the history of bollards.
And?
That's all I got for right now.
Initially used for the purpose of mooring ships on docks.
Yeah, that's what... That's what I'm saying. Like, it's probably
It was big.
Yeah, it's like a big deal.
It was good. Good job. Ballers did a very nice job at that time.
They did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.